Welcome back to another podcast with Cardinal Prime Investments. I am your host, Jimmy Francis, and let's get right into the show. Hope y'all having a great day. Good afternoon, guys. I'm back. I know it's been a while. I've been getting all my affairs in order for the school semester to start up. So I finally got my groove. I'm right. And I'm bringing you back some more content. So basically, where I am now is the last time I hopped on, I told y'all I had two house viewings, two appointments set up, and neither one of those went great. So the first house I went to, the guy wanted too much for the condition the house was in. There was too much that needed to be done, and he didn't want to budge. He seemed motivated over the phone, but during the appointment, he was just like, I ain't trying to sell it, I guess. So I still followed up with him, and he's really just, like you say, he's just waiting. He's just waiting to sell it with whoever gives him the highest offer. But I'm going to keep working on that, because I don't think he's waiting for the highest offer. He's just waiting for someone to come along and say, hey, you're going to sell me this house for this price. That's basically what he wants, So, the other home, gosh, it's a beautiful home. 3,200 square feet. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful home. It was clean. Title was clear. I can't even speak. Title was clear and free, so there was no open mortgage on the home. There was no unpaid taxes. Beautiful home. Maybe would have had like $10,000 of repairs. And I say repairs, but it's more like renovations, because nothing was broken in the home. It was more just updating, little things, Man, it was a beautiful home. ARV was $250,000. They were already asking for $200,000. My maximum allowable offer was actually $152. I started off at $134, and I started off at $134, and I made a rookie mistake. I went above my maximum allowable offer. I got them down to $160. But so basically how this happened was, we're sitting there, we're talking, I'm building up rapport, and then we get to the point where we have to talk about money, price, selling price. So she's like, so, what you think that you could offer for the home? I said, well, right now, running the numbers, right now the maximum that I could give you is $130,000. But I know my maximum allowable offer is $152,000. But you never want to start at your max, because you never know what can happen. So I'm glad I didn't start at my max, because I would have been in a deeper hole than where I am now. But so negotiating. She was like, man, well, we already had an offer for $150,000 from another wholesaler. We just waiting to see, what you had to offer. So from that point on, I was like, well, maybe, I was like, all right, look, I'm going to go $155,000, because my maximum allowable offer is $152,000. I was still going to make anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000 on this home if I'd have gotten under contract and actually sold it. Well, sold my contract, signed my contract. So I knew that I was down $3,000 maybe, but I was still in a good spot. $155,000, I have this huge cushion all the way to $250,000. So I had a pretty decent cushion. So she's like, we're going to have to think about it, X, Y, and Z. So everything went well. I spoke to him, and then, I brought my fiance with me. It looks good. She looks good. It was a beautiful sight, So I get in the car, I'm leaving, and 5 minutes later, I'm just like, man, I need to get this house under contract. Like, how could I help these people? So I said, you know what? I'm just going to call her back. Called her back, and I was like, all right, look, what's the lowest amount you would receive today for us to get this home under contract before 5 p.m.? Mind you, it's 1 o'clock. So she's like, She's like, I don't know. She's like, maybe like 165. And I was like, I said, man, you know, that's real steep for me. If you can meet me in the middle at 160, that would be, I could do that. I could do 160. And she was like, yeah, we could do 160. That would be good. That'd be real good. So I'm jumping for joy. So I start to reiterate to her that, hey, you know, I'm basically going to put your home under contract. As I'm turning around, I'm going to put your home under contract. I'm going to, you know, put the escrow. I'm going to put it in escrow. And basically, the title company has to do their due diligence. So that typically takes them anywhere between 20 and 30 days, depending on out here, the title company that, you know, they have pretty good reviews. And I've spoken to them. It's been taking them about 20 to 30 days. I can get that cut down, hopefully, soon. But that was the case. And she was worried that, she was like, oh, I can't wait this long, 20 to 30 days. And I was like, well, maybe I can get it down anywhere between 10 and 15. I could use another title company. Like, no big deal. She was just so paranoid about that. And literally, after I told her that, that broke the entire deal down. So I had to turn around yet again and go about my merry way. So a couple days go by and I call the follow up, and then boom, somebody else put the home under contract with her. And guess what? She tells me to call back in 30 days to see if their home had been sold or if it hadn't, you know, because if it doesn't go through in 30 days, then she will give me her business, basically. That was a gut shot, but I mean, that's about the closest that I've been, you know. So I took that as a constructive criticism. One, do not say it's gonna take me 20 to 30 days to get this done. Just say that you're gonna put it in escrow with the title company. They're gonna do their due diligence, and we're gonna get it done as fast as possible. And you know, you'd say you'd like to have it done within 15 to 20 days if they ask for how long it would take. Don't go over 20 days. Don't go over 20 days. So that's what happened with those two homes. So I was back at square one, no homes at all. I get on Zillow, you know, do my filter for sale by owner, no pending homes, you know, no foreclosures. Even though I need to put more efforts into that. But I'm trying to find homes that's free and clear, you know. It's not going to happen like that all the time, but I'm just trying to find homes that for sale by owner, and then we go from there. So today, which is April 24th, I get a call back from a lady that had a home posted on Zillow. Cute little home. She's asking $75,000 for it. ARV's around $98,000. It needs some work, so my maximum allowable offer is around $25,000-$30,000. So I called her earlier this week. She didn't pick up. I left her a message. I called her back a few days later. She didn't pick up. So today I'm going to the movies with my fiance. I get a call. I'm in the theater, so I can't answer. She leaves me a voicemail saying, hey Jimmy, it's so and so. You called about my home at blah, blah, blah street. Please give me a call back when you get a chance. So, boom. I call her back when we get out of the movies. And she is absolutely motivated. I'm sitting there. We're talking. I'm building up rapport. I think we spent like 10, 15 minutes on the phone. And maybe three or four minutes of that was talking about how we're going to get this deal squared away. Most of everything was building rapport. Come to find out, her son's a chemical engineer. I'm graduating in chemical engineering. So we talked a lot about that. So when we got into the specifics of the home, she's really motivated. She doesn't even want any money. She didn't want any money at all. She just wants the home off of her hands. So I dig a little deeper and I find that she still owes $44,000 in mortgage on the home, which sucks because my maximum allowable offer is like 30 grand, you know, and the house needs some work. So I got to figure out a couple of options that I can do moving forward with this home. And then she also tells me that, you know, her loan's through blah, blah, blah company, and they're giving her trouble. And even though she has a $44,000 mortgage on the loan, apparently everything's coming out to $56,000. And she tells me that she had a bankruptcy before, but she didn't carry the home in her on her bankruptcy file. So I don't know what's going on. I need to do some more research as into what I can do with this. I have a mentor that I'm gonna call up after I get off of this podcast and see what we can do about that. But that's my first time running into that, so I'm kind of like a deer in headlights. But I'm getting there. I'm trying. I'm taking massive action. Hopefully I don't fail my way forward. I mean, I've already committed some errors, you know, going back to the 30 days in escrow. But I'm in a good spot. I'm really excited, energized. I can't stop, you know, because I feel that I'm just, you know, one phone call away, or even just, I mean, you're one deal away from changing your entire life. So I know I can't stop. I got some really good friends that, you know, that they want to get into this as well. And I'm just trying to not set an example, but be an example. Because if you set something, you don't have to do it once. If you be something, you do it all the time. So I'm trying to be an example and be a mentor while getting mentored. I'm just trying to spread the love and learn the love, you know? So that's basically everything that's been going on. I'm going to keep you updated as to what happens with this home. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep chasing leads. I promise that I will not disappear on you again. I won't be going this long again, ever. I'm going to try my best to put out at least 3 to 4 podcasts a week. Consistency will always beat out talent. You have to remember that. There's a lot of talented people in this world that lose because they're not consistent. They forget to do X, Y, and Z. I mean, that's why the Patriots are so good, because, and I'm not a Patriots fan, but that's why they're so good. They do the little things, you know. They never forget that you gotta crawl before you can walk, you know. Things like that. You never eat chicken when it's cold, unless it's cold fried chicken the next day. But that's neither here nor there. I hope y'all are doing great. My semester is really off to a great start. Like I said, I graduate in May of 2019, so things are looking up. My fiance graduates this December. Everything's in a good spot, and I'm in a good pace. Okay, guys, it was nice talking to y'all. Hope to talk to y'all soon. Y'all have a blessed one, and I'm out. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.